These design choices never come out of thin air. They come from time spent with real people in real environments, observing where traditional products fall short and responding to those gaps with practical, thoughtful solutions. More intentional design. Situational disability is something most of us experience regularly, without really thinking about it. You don't need a formal diagnosis to encounter friction in your environment, yet it can be improved by surrounding yourself with thoughtful products. Think about navigating a dark hallway, opening a door with full hands, or focusing in a space that's too loud or too bright. These are temporary or contextual limitations that can turn an ordinary task into a source of frustration. Designing with these moments in mind doesn't dilute a project's creativity. It strengthens it and leads to better customer experiences, a universal business goal. There's still a lingering belief that designing for accessibility means sacrificing style or inflating cost. But in practice, starting with constraints leads to sharper, more intentional design decisions, products with smarter features, and a clearer sense of purpose. Many of today's most widely adopted design features, curb cuts, touchless faucets, voice control, ergonomic grips, originated as accessible solutions. They didn't stay niche, they became standard. Design with. The real opportunity today is not just designing for users, but designing with them. When we observe how people actually live, what they reach for, struggle with, work around, we find the insights that matter most. We call this approach design with, a process built on listening early and often, where lived experience isn't just part of the feedback loop, it's part of the product development foundation. Accessible design isn't a feature or a trend, it's a foundation. When baked in from the beginning, it expands a product's relevance, strengthens emotional connection, and makes the experience feel more human. It reflects the reality that ability exists on a spectrum, and that good design considers everyone on it. Vocabulary focus. Mismatch. Accessible. Repose. Discrete. Clutter. Out of thin air. Dilute. Ergonomic.